This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Experts say teaching a child how to read at a young age can make a huge difference later in life. As part of our American Graduate Initiative, we look at how several efforts to improve literacy skills are underway in Tarrant County. When Robert Munoz was a kid, he didn't just spend his summers relaxing.
My mom just didn't let us play baseball in the summer or go swimming. But we had to go to the library because my dad was a mailman and was able to be off during the week.
Today, Munoz is vice president for continuing education at Tarrant County College's Trinity River campus. He says those early trips to the library were just the beginning of a lifelong appreciation for books.
I was very lucky, very fortunate, very blessed that I could go check out the Max and each week do that.
Munoz wants to spark that love of reading in kids in Tarrant County. He and other education leaders are making a push to boost literacy skills across the county. The challenge is steep. In the Fort Worth School District, just 3 out of 10 third graders read at grade level. One way the district is tackling this problem by helping teachers teach kids how to become better readers. Beginning this summer, teachers in Fort Worth and several other Tarrant County school districts will undergo training. Arcelia Leon is with the Fort Worth School District.
So the trainers would come, get trained, they would go back and then train teachers. It's not going to be a one-time deal in the summer and then, you know, good luck, see you later.
It's called the Lone Star Literacy Institute, and it's a partnership with regional education officials and United Way of Tarrant County. Steve Chapman is superintendent of the Hearst-Euless-Bedford School District, one of the districts participating in this summer's training. He says districts struggle with high-quality training for teachers of early grade levels. Chapman's been in the education business 33 years and says the best teachers used to be placed in the grades where students took state standardized tests. He says that's changed.
And now what we're seeing is we need to also have our very best teachers in those early grade levels, because we talk a lot about remediation, about intervention, but if we really get the literacy thing right, we're talking about prevention.
Chapman says it's important for schools to partner with community organizations to help build kids' reading skills. Last fall, a coalition of education, business, civic, and nonprofit leaders teamed up to form the Fort Worth Literacy Partnership. Their goal, to get 100% of third graders in the Fort Worth district to read at grade level by 2025. The United Way has something called Reading Oases, designated areas for families in 21 Tarrant County schools. These nooks encourage parents to work with their children on their literacy skills. There's also an online resource for parents, videos that some Tarrant County schools are using.
Rosie, let's read a book before you take a nap, okay? Which book do you want to read?
Called Ready Rosie, the videos teach parents in English and Spanish how they can help their children to read and think critically. In one of the videos, a dad reads a book to his daughter named Rosie, but he tries to start the book in the middle.
No.
Well, why can't I read it from here?
Because it's not the beginning.
It's not the beginning. It's in the middle. You're right. We know from the beginning of the book, we look at the cover of the book, and then we turn the page from there. Very good. Okay, let's really get started.
Educators in Tarrant County say they're doing their part to boost literacy skills, but they want families to play a bigger role in getting their kids to read, too. Stella Chavez, KERA News.